let's say you're restless. Well, I get this way when we have a weather change sometimes. Restless, and I'm on edge. Do you have any special term for conditions like that?
I would say you were nervous.
And some people, when it thunders and lightnings, we say are...
afraid? I have a sister like that. Boy, when it thunders and lightnings, she's just scared to death. That's Wilma's brother, lives right north of She just has a fit.
Let's see, I don't know if I asked you this. I believe I did, but I'm not sure. Where do people go when there's a tornado warning?
In the cellar.
I have an aunt who does that. Every time there's a cloud in the sky, down she goes.
So we used to, when my folks were living, we had a cellar out here. We've gone to the cellar time and time and time again.
We don't have one, and I certainly do.
Well, we don't either now. It got bad, and I had to fill it up.
Now, that bothers us. We're out on Husband. We're about, 300 yards from Boomer Creek out there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid to get down in the ground. We'll have us a well or a cistern.
That's right.
Now, someone who, spills food when he eats, and he just dresses in old, dirty clothes, you'd say he's
sloppy.
And let's say he doesn't take any pains with anything, then we'd say he's...
careless.
And someone who makes up his mind and won't change no matter what is...
stubborn.
I sometimes wonder about me that way. And someone who takes offense easily.
Well, let's see, what would you call that fella? Takes offense.
Some might say he's...
what, he's mean? No, not particularly. Well, he would be, wouldn't he be kind of stubborn, too?
Yeah, in a way. Did you ever use touchy?
Yes, that's the word.
I think that's recent with me.
Yeah, that's very common, touchy.
And if this fellow got red-faced and began to shout and wave his hand, you'd say, he's very...
mad.
What might you say to him then, to get him to quiet down?
Well, I don't know now. Lots of times, it's slang expression. Fill in that shape, or you see he's going to get mad, just say, now, hold your horses. Mm-hmm. That's a quite common expression. Mm-hmm. You know, that means to be careful or take things as they are. Mm-hmm.
That's one I grew up with, hold your horses.
Yeah.
How about keep calm?
That would be all right, too.
Was that common?
Well, I never heard it. As I say, mostly I've always heard him say, hold your horses.
Now just now, hold your horses.
Yeah. Now I think that's slang, see. Mm-hmm. But as you say, keep calm, I think that would be better English if you wanted to get it down to that point.
Be more common, in other words.
Yes.
Better in that sense. If you work all day and you come in, you're probably pretty
tired.
And you don't want your dinner or anything, you're so tired that you can't even eat, you'd say you're just plain...
petered out.
If someone... went to the doctor, you'd say he went to the doctor because he...
was sick or ailing.
And, if you had a... sniffling nose and your eyes sort of burned and your throat was raw, you'd say that you had
the cold. I've got one now. My head just stops up.